Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to Girls That Manifest. On this show, I will teach you how to manifest an expansive and extraordinary life beyond your wildest dreams. We will go deep on all things mindset, manifestation, law of assumption, spirituality, and metaphysics. I can't wait to bring you this content. So grab your matcha mimosa or macchiato and let's get into the show. I want to share with you a story that I haven't shared before. I may have told you elements of it, but I haven't really spoken about it from the full manifestation perspective. And that is how I manifested my multiple six-figure per year business. I've chosen to talk about this specific topic today because I am heading into the launch for my signature program, the Six Figure Society, which is a program that teaches business owners how to create 100K per year selling digital products organically with the simplest repeatable sales system. And for this year, I'm actually creating all new content for the program. The sales page is now live. So if that has piqued your interest, head to elisemcdowell.com/six-figure-society. It's all one word. And I'll add the link to the show notes below. But to celebrate the launch of this program, my beautiful, lovely, amazing money-making program, I am running a free 3-day live training called Create Your 100K Year. And in this 3-day live event, I'm going to be sharing everything that I've learned in the past 12 months on making money, selling, creating your 100K year in your business, doing things from alignment, from pleasure, from fun in your business, so that business isn't only profitable, but it's fulfilling and it's fun. So this is happening on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of March Pacific. So if you want to register for that event, plus get the free workbook that I'm going to make for it, head to elisemcdowell.com/100K. And if you're listening to this episode after the event, sign up to the waitlist to be notified of the next launch and the next live event. All of the details are in the show notes below if you missed that, but I can't wait to teach you and share with you what I have to say about creating your 100K year. And I would love to see you inside the Six Figure Society. Enrollment is open. If you have any questions, please reach out. And now let's get into today's content. So, there are many elements to building and running a wildly successful business, and to be honest, I can't share it all. So what I want to share today is about how I manifested my business, the actual manifestation part of it, mindset aspects, but also energetic aspects into how I created this. Of course, we have the physical and action-based things that I did in order to build a business. I didn't just like sit in my bedroom and do absolutely nothing to build this business. It has been a full co-creative, full immersion journey, but I haven't talked about specifically the manifestation aspects of it. So I thought this would be a great episode to do for you, to share my story and how I started and what it took for me to get to where I am today. And yeah, let's get into it. So the short story is, I always had a really strong desire to have my own online business for years, probably since 2010, end of 2010, I wanted my own online business. At the time, I thought it was going to be a blog in a blog format, but I really wanted to have my own business, an online one. But the big problem was I doubted my ability to build one. I doubted that it was possible for me. I felt like I wasn't smart and I wasn't savvy and I definitely wasn't confident. I had not built up my confidence yet. And I also didn't feel like I was pretty or attractive enough, you know, like all these limiting beliefs and things that get in our head and get in our way and make us stop doing what we really want to do. That's what was getting in my way. And even though those were big things that were holding me back, it didn't stop me from playing around with blogging, right? So I actually started first with a website that was about wedding dresses. And I quickly got bored of that and went into blogging. And I just explored it. I explored the different niches of blogging. I wanted to be a lifestyle blogger. Then I wanted to be like a DIY and craft blogger. And then I went into kind of manifestation stuff. And then I went into marketing. And then I went into sort of health and sugar-free stuff. That didn't last very long because I love sugar and I cannot let sugar go. But I just had fun with it. I just experimented. I just learned different things. And what I found was that over time, as I was exploring all of this, I was learning really important skills for building an online business, right? So even though it didn't really amount to much, I like created some ebooks and but I didn't really sell them. I would just kind of leave them there and I had no idea how to sell at all, like consistently or effectively. For me, it was just create the thing, create a sales page with a link to the buy now button, and that's it. But through all this, it taught me really important skills of building a business. So that lasted for about 5 years, five-ish years, maybe a little more. And even though I didn't necessarily have like a full-fledged business, I had these skills. And so in the job that I was in at the time, and I had to essentially build up this entire department that didn't exist. And I had never done that before. I was like, what the hell? I'm way out of my depth here. But I had some coaching and some help, and then I just kind of winged it. I just kind of assumed things and then did what I thought might help. And I wound up turning that department that didn't exist a year before into a six-figure thriving program. And a massive aha moment came to me when I learned that this is how much money I made for the department. I was like, if I can do this for a company, why the fuck wouldn't I do it for myself? Like, if I can do this for someone else's pocket, I can sure as fuck do it for myself. And so even though I had spent all that time experimenting and playing around with blogging and stuff, I feel like I had to go into this job and work in this specific department and build it up and build my confidence and discover how capable I actually was in order to go all in on my own business. Because prior to that, I hadn't received that. I hadn't gotten that. I hadn't built my confidence yet. I didn't have what I needed in order to get me to start. And so even though I didn't enjoy the job, it gave me really important insights into myself and showing me that I can do this. And so once I decided that I was going to start, I was going to build this business, I went for it. I decided that I was done working for other people. This was the last time I was going to be working for other people. And I was going to go all in on this online business properly. And no matter what, it was going to be a success because I already had the skills, but now I had the confidence and I now had the knowing that I was completely capable of doing this. So I started my business, the current business that I still have. And initially I started off with affiliate marketing just to start building up making passive income, but also I didn't have to worry about creating a course yet or a program yet. I could just sell these affiliate products. And then I created a course and I began selling it. And I made sales, but it wasn't enough to quit my job yet, right? But I still continued. I still persisted. I still persevered. I continued to build my brand and create content and sell my product throughout the months. And as I intended its success, my business kept building more and more momentum. And then one day, this random idea popped into my head. I was like pet sitting for my dad and I was just sitting watching TV. And then this random idea came into my head to try out a strategy for making sales, making affiliate sales specifically. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll test it out. I'll see, you know, it's an idea. Let's see if it works. And after I implemented it, within a couple of hours, I'd already made 3 sales. And I was like, wait, what? What? How did that work? And so I tested it over a month to see if it was something that was more stable, more solid, or if it was just kind of like a one-off thing, like a fluke. And over that month, it was very clear to me this was a legitimate strategy. So I decided to create a product, an ebook that taught others how to do exactly what I did. And this ebook went viral. It went viral. You couldn't search the topic of this subject without coming into contact with my business. It was everywhere. I remember one of my business friends saying that when he started wanting to learn about this particular topic that I was teaching on, he was like, oh my God, everything that I search brings me to you. It brings me to your website. It brings me to your business. How did you do that? And I was like, I don't know, really. It wasn't like I was trying. It just kind of happened. And I was making passive sales left, right, and center from this ebook and made 75K the first year. Like the first year of launching that ebook, I made 75 grand from that ebook. And then the next year I made six figures. And it's continued upwards from there. Of course, I've moved well on from that particular product, that particular niche, that particular topic. But this was the thing that catapulted my success. And it was all because I continued to intend that my business was a success or was going to be a success. And I'm going to break that down and what I mean about all of that soon. But from there, from that point, I leveraged my success to branch out and build a name for myself and become a leading authority in the industry. And although it seemed like chance that all these things added up to me having a successful business, it was inevitable that it was going to happen. Because the moment that I decided that I was going to do it and I was going to be successful, nothing could have stopped my success, right? So what I want to talk about now is breaking down what all of that meant, like what all of that consisted of from a mindset and manifestation point of view. Let's break down how the law of assumption was at work, was 100% at work in this entire process. Doesn't mean I was following it at the time, but the law is the law and it always operates whether you're aware of it or not. So the first thing that I really was adamant on was brazen impudence, right? Brazen impudence, which essentially means not taking no for an answer. So I did not give myself any other option but to succeed. Once I had gotten confidence from that role, from the last job that I was working in, once I knew how capable I was, quitting my business was not an option because no matter what happened or how long it took, I decided I was never going to give up. Never. I decided that my success was inevitable. And in my mind, my business was already a massive success. Now, I wasn't thinking, you know, in big ways of how I do now. Like all I wanted to make was like 2,000, maybe 3,000 a month in order to cover my expenses and like give me a comfortable living. I was not thinking like $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. I was not, my brain had not even conceived that as a possibility yet. But I knew that my success was inevitable. Whatever that looked like, I knew it was possible and I knew it was going to happen. So anytime there was a setback or I would feel fear or I'd feel doubt or I'd feel uncertainty or even frustration, which are all things that come with a business, okay? It's not just like rainbows and bunnies and everything is perfect and nothing ever goes wrong. Business has a fuck ton of challenges. It has a fuck ton of disappointments, but it has a fuck ton of successes and achievements and fulfillment and fun. And of course, money. But anytime I would feel those negative things, I would just feel it and move forward anyway. I would feel the fear and do it anyway. I would not let my fear or my doubt get in the way. I would just do the work while I was afraid. Do the work while I was stressed. Do the work while I was frustrated. I was like a dog with a bone, always looking for solutions, always trying to find the answer. And you really need that mindset for a business because a lot of people are like, oh, but what if this goes wrong or that goes wrong? And they're worried about like the first thing going wrong. There's like a thousand things that are going to go wrong in business. And it's your job to always be looking for solutions, right? But I loved it. I loved it because I gave myself no other option but to love it. So I was always thinking and feeling and behaving and showing up like a business owner. I wasn't showing up like some scared little pretend business owner who actually is still an employee or lost in an employee mindset, kind of trying to do a business, but not really. I was showing up as a business owner. Even before my business was even really a business, even before it was like making consistent money, I was showing up as a business owner. And a business owner doesn't quit when there is a hurdle. So that brazen impudence, it served me so, so much. I was like resolute. I was focused. You could not sway me. You still can't sway me. Like I'm never giving up on my business. But I just gave myself no other option but to succeed. I was non-negotiable. And it's like when you take something off the table, that's that. It's like a declaration. It's just done. It's like an energetic shift, an energetic contract being made and being signed. When you give yourself no other option but to succeed, the only place you can go to is succeeding, is winning, is achieving exactly what you want. And so that was the first thing that I did, was brazen impudence, which Neville Goddard talks a lot about in his books. The next thing that I did in terms of manifesting this amazing business that I have is a mental diet, right? I had the strictest mental diet out there. I didn't let any doubt or fear or resistance get in my way. Just like I said, I did it afraid. I did it frustrated. I did it being uncertain. I did it feeling fear. I persisted no matter what. It didn't matter if I still felt fear or doubt as I persisted. I would just tell myself, it's a motherfucking success. My business is a motherfucking success. It's inevitable. This is done. This fear, this doubt, it doesn't matter because my business is a success. I was resolute in my conviction. All roads led to my success because I was already a success in my mind, right? There was no other option but for me to succeed. So I was already a success in my mind. That is what a mental diet consists of. You have to persist in the way that you want to think, in the way that you want to feel, in the way that you want to operate in your body, in your life, in your day-to-day, in your business. You have to be so fucking strict on that, and that you're always doing it in favor of what you want instead of not in favor of what you want, which is what most people do. They let the first fears or doubts get in their way, and then that's it. They're off. It's never going to work for them. It's not changing. It's not happening. I just didn't have time or space for that. For me, the only option was success. The only option was that I have a massively successful business. Which brings me to the next thing that has to happen. And Neville Goddard talks about this as killing the old man, or killing the old version of yourself. So for my old employee mindset that I had, that everyone has, you know, when you have never run a business before and you've only ever been an employee in your life, there was no way in hell I could have had a business, let alone a six-figure business, in that old employee mindset. So I had to kill the old man. I had to kill the old Elise, the old doubtful, fearful, confidence lacking, unworthy version of myself. I had to terminate, and terminator I did. And meaning, I stopped telling the story that reinforced that old identity, that confidence lacking, that doubtful, that fearful, that unworthy version of Elise. I stopped reinforcing that identity, that self-concept. And I began telling the new story, which is the mental diet, of the self-possessed, successful, and highly worthy Elise, the highly worthy version of myself, with conviction and passion, I might add. I had to go all in on the person I wanted to be and the person that I was becoming, and I had to give up the old person that I had been. I had to give her up because she was never going to get me to where I am now. She was never going to take me there. She saw herself as innately flawed. So she was never going to get me to a multiple six-figure business, massive fulfillment in my work, and the most fun I've ever had making money. She was never going to get me there. So she had to die. And I had to be reborn into the new identity that I chose for myself, which was that I am a massively successful business owner. Massively successful. And that's where the self-concept work came in. Once I really committed, right? Once I went all in, I was strict with my mental diet. I was brazenly impudent, and because of those things, I had killed the old Elise. The self-concept of being a successful business owner came really easy. It came really easy. I just knew I was brilliant. I knew I was confident. I knew my shit. And so now I know that I am a brilliant business owner. You can't tell me otherwise. I know what I'm doing. I see what others cannot. I do what others don't know how to do. I get results where others can't, and I'm massively compensated for it. The countless testimonials and successes and case studies my customers and clients have had for my work is a testament to that. These are all part of the self-concept that I created over the last 8 years. These are the rules that I have created for myself and my business, a world where the common rules don't apply to me. And because I constantly persisted in it, it hardened into fact. It hardened into fact, it pushed out into the physical reality, and it became my reality. It became what is actually occurring, what is actually happening in my physical reality. I chose to see myself differently, right? Once I killed that old version of me, I chose to see myself in the highest light. I chose to see myself as winning. I chose to see myself in ways that served me, in ways that worked in my favor. I just chose to have my back, to be on my side all the time, even when I'm fucking it up, even when I'm making mistakes, even when I'm feeling fearful and scared and worried and frustrated. I chose me, and I chose to be on my side on the winning team, which is me. That is like the ultimate self-concept for life. But since we're talking about business, this is a great self-concept that I would love for you to start embodying. So with all of these things, obviously you can see I was saturating my mind. I was saturating the fuck out of my mind with all the messages that served me, that worked in my favor. And this is because I was obsessed with my business. I was obsessed with it. It was all I could ever think about. I would read articles, I would watch videos, listen to podcasts and audios that were on business or mindset, because like I said, switching from an employee mindset to a business owner mindset is not a joke. It takes some time. I have to thank Tony Robbins and Denise Duffield Thomas for getting me through that. But no matter where I went or what I was doing, I was always on the subject of my business, like from a healthy, empowered place, not like a desperate and needy place. And therefore, I would constantly receive ideas and downloads and solutions and strategies 24/7. Hence the inspiration for that viral product I was telling you about. My mind never switched off. It was completely saturated with my business. The channel was always open. And I've said this before, but my favorite quote of Neville Goddard's is, "You must be consumed with the desire and literally on fire with love for its possession, for an intense imaginal act will always draw unto itself its own affinity." And I truly was consumed by it. I was consumed. And I know how so many manifestation teachers talk about how being obsessed and being highly focused on one thing isn't good, but it never came from a negative place. It was literally me being on fire with love for my business. I just wanted to be consumed by it every day. It was what I could think about. It was on my heart. It was on my mind. It was empowering to be obsessed with it. And in a lot of ways, I still have that obsession. I still have that love for my business. My mind never really switches off it. I'm thinking about different things. I'm pondering different ideas. I'm pondering different things I've learned that I can add to my business or share in my business or contribute to my business, because this is my love. It's one of my greatest loves. It's not just a means to get money. This is my art. Business is my art. Which is why I love it, which is why I'm always thinking about it. And I have endless drive and inspiration and motivation for it, even 8 years later since I started it. It is a love that hasn't left me. And I hope it never does. So my mind was thoroughly saturated by my business, by my success. And so as you can see, through all of that, I was living in the end. I was living in the end of the wish fulfilled. I was being the person who I believed I would be when I had this successful business. I was being it from day one. I was living in that state of the wish fulfilled until I literally was in reality, in my physical world. I was thinking and moving 100% like a business owner from day one. I also visualized throughout the day. I didn't know what state akin to sleep was, and I haven't talked about that much, but it's about visualizing as you're going to sleep. I'll talk about that in another episode. But because I was always thinking about my business, I must have been doing sats as well, because I visualized everything and anything. I visualized the customers and clients coming in. I actually have a guided visualization for that. Check it out on YouTube. I visualized the audience growth. I visualized the accolades. I visualized the interactions with my customers. I visualized the sales notifications. I visualized seeing the money I desired in my bank account. I was well and truly in Barbados. If you don't know what I mean, it's a Neville Goddard reference. He wanted to like manifest a ticket to go to Barbados because he lived there and he didn't have enough money. And his mentor was like, no, you're already in Barbados. So be in Barbados. My concluding thoughts are this. Neville said, the perfectly disciplined man is always in tune with the wish as an accomplished fact. He knows that consciousness is the one and only reality, that ideas and feelings are facts of consciousness and are as real as objects in space. Therefore, he never entertains a feeling which does not contribute to his happiness, for feelings are the causes of the actions and the circumstances of his life. On the other hand, the undisciplined man finds it difficult to believe that which is denied by the senses and usually accepts or rejects solely on appearances of the senses. I think it's safe to say I was disciplined in the assurance of my business's success, and I hope you will be too. Remember, imagination is the only reality, and the 3D reality, meaning your physical world, what you can see, is an illusion. You are the creator, and you dictate how it all works for you. The rules are yours and yours alone to create. Whatever resistance or limiting assumption is getting in your way, whether it's to do with yourself, like your lack of confidence or worthiness, or your industry, or even common beliefs held about it, like the starving artist trope, or it's a competitive market, how would you ever be successful in it? Decide the opposite now applies. Assume everything is working in your favor and your success is inevitable. All your work, steps, and actions are working and ensuring your success. Kill the old man now. Go to the end and stay there. And please, please, please do the work properly. Do it properly. Respect it enough to do it properly. Get disciplined in the law. Learn it, apply it, and embody it. It will give you the desires of your heart, but you must do it properly. So, my love, that is how I manifested a multiple six-figure per year business. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you sign up for the Create Your 100K Year free 3-day live event next week. Head to elisemcdowell.com/100K and make sure you check out the sales page for the Six Figure Society. And of course, if you loved this episode and you love learning about manifestation, I would love for you to leave a review for the show. We've got to get the show out into the world and have more people listening in and discovering how they are the creators of their reality and how powerful they are and what they can create for themselves. And as usual, if you want to discuss this episode, any ahas or insights or even questions that you might have, come over to the Girls That Manifest Facebook group and let's talk it out. Okay, my love. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next episode.